You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and also top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Anthony Wido, CEO of Buffets Incorporated, one of the nation's largest steak buffet restaurant companies. Anthony, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're very welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours as well. So why did you decide to participate in Undercover Boss, and what was your goal there?
Yeah, no, really. I mean, it's really interesting. I am the new CEO here at Buffets, and I am reinventing the brand and turning around the company. And what better way to learn what's really going on and learn the truth than to go undercover, right? Go out there in the field and find out what's really going on. And, you know, having the disguise, as crazy as it was, was really helpful because nobody recognized me.
You got to love it. You got to love that. Now, what restaurant positions did you receive training as part of the show?
Yeah, so look, I did a variety of positions. Dishwasher, server, cashier, grill cook, and dining room manager. So I got a chance to really see it all.
I would say so. Now, what were some of the key takeaways from your experience on Undercover Boss, and what did you learn from all of that?
Well, you know, honestly, I was excited about going out and doing the jobs because I've got a restaurant background. I grew up in the restaurant business, so I look forward to that. I made pages and pages of notes, probably 10 pages of notes of the things that I want to do differently. But the real takeaway, the really important takeaway, in my view, was the real story behind my people and what they're experiencing and what they're going through in life. I've got some really terrific, terrific employees.
And that's an understatement. Today we're joined by Anthony Wido, CEO of Buffets Incorporated, one of the nation's largest steak buffet restaurant companies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What were the highlights of the experience? What were the lowlights, if you will?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly the most difficult thing, Eric, was putting on that disguise every morning. Actually, the wig was actually glued on. So for about 3 weeks, I was a guy with long blonde hair. The disguise was clumsy, but as I said earlier, it was clearly necessary. I mean, the highlights, without question, were meeting my folks as Mike Davis, the construction worker, and they opened up to me. They absolutely, you know, gave me not only what they thought we could do to improve the business, but told me about their lives. And I feel really humbled by that experience.
Yeah, I can understand that. Would you recommend other bosses to do the show?
You know, look, I absolutely would recommend it. I mean, I had a very specific mission. I'm the new guy trying to find out the truth, and it was a perfect timing for me to do Undercover Boss. You know, I would recommend if you have a mission, go do this show, because you will get the truth. And, you know, any good CEO, in my view, wants to have the truth about what's going on in their business. And this is really what happened for me. I got the chance to meet people, get their stories, and get the truth.
And I can only see a positive coming away from that experience 100%. Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Buffets Incorporated online.
Yeah, you know, certainly, you know, we'd love for everybody to visit our website at Buffets Inc. And that's certainly something we would encourage everybody to do. You know, we have 6 brands across 35 states, 18,000 employees. I'm sure there's probably one of our brands near where your listeners are. So whether it's Old Country Buffet, Country Buffet, Hometown Buffet on the West Coast, Lions, or Fire Mountain, hopefully they come and visit our stores.
Most definitely. In conclusion, since you are the CEO for Buffets Incorporated, what tip could you leave the listener on what makes a good leader?
You know, look, I think you have to have a passion to serve people. And, you know, most, you know, unfortunately, some leaders think it's the other way around. And I think that's my mission. I've been my mission in life is I'm leading you, but I'm actually here to serve you. I'm actually here to serve my guests. And I want to do the very best I can for my teammates, you know, all 18,000 of them out there. And so you got to really know that leading is really serving.
Mr. Wido, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here on Enterprise Radio today.
Thanks so much, Eric. I really appreciate the time, and hopefully you enjoy the show.
Most certainly. We've been speaking with Anthony Wido, CEO of Buffets Incorporated, one of the nation's largest steak buffet restaurant companies. And the website of reference simply is buffet.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.